start with the good news. Somebody asked me, they heard that now Rabbanut Yerushalayim Mahadran accepts Heter Mechira things, and therefore you can't eat in their restaurants or whatever. After looking into it, it's not true. The Mahadran place is still Mahadran, and they don't accept Heter Mechira, and it could be that they're Yavul Nochri, and they don't hold from Kedusha Shvias, but like any other place, you just don't throw the things away, and you let the waiters clear your table.
That's the good news.
Now the bad news. The Otzer Haaretz is not acceptable. I spoke to Rafrati extensively, and he gave me a good understanding of what the problems are, and it's not, according to the standards we have, it's not a hechsher that you can rely on.
Can you say what's on some problems? What the people ask me?
Yes. One of the problems is that what they consider chutz la'aretz, and put down that no kedusha shvius, is not what the Chazon Ish holds as chutz la'aretz. They take from yeshuvim that are way north of the line that the Chazon Ish holds as chutz la'aretz, and therefore they're svichim, according to us. That's one problem. Another problem is that ideologically, it's either using Yavul Nochri, right, or using Heter Mechira, they will choose to use the Heter Mechira. In other words, they ideologically don't want to take things from Goyim, to the point where halachically they'll be makel in the halacha in order to uphold their ideological ideas that have nothing to do with halacha. And therefore, you can't know what's going to be with where they're going to get things from. Also, the things that are coming from things that they claim are minutak or whatever may not follow the guidelines of the Chazon Ish. And we here, Maisa, even as Pai, follow the guidelines of the Chazon Ish. We've done it every Shemitah or whatever. And therefore, a Ashgacha, the Bedavka, doesn't go lefi that. And things that they can determine things that the Chazon Ish said he couldn't determine, so they're entitled to that shita, but it's not a hashkafa that we can use. Those are the main problems.
What about the
bedatz? Bedatz is also a problem, but bedatz usually doesn't get things from chutz laretz per se. Either they import it completely, or they, what's it called, they put Yivul Nochri. Mostly Bedatz. The things that Bedatz are Chutz La'aretz are not that many, and it's not, they hold differently,
yeah.
But Lamaisa, it's not used. It's, in other words, they don't Lamaisa do it because they know it's a problem. Mm-hmm. And the people would have a big problem with it. So for all practical purposes, the Bedatz doesn't give hechsherim, or not mishavek things that are problematic chutz laretz wise, but also aretz does, because the Bedatz has plenty of Yivul Nochri. They don't have that option. Because they don't have that option, they're forced to use things from the Arava, northern Arava, and that's the problem.
That's Beit Yosef, which we don't eat.
Right.
But what about? I used to get vegetables from them. So I took out the vegetables and took out shrooms and mice. So those things had regular bedatz on them. So can they be sold? Can be sold on them? I don't think I have been eating any of this stuff.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what their shita is. I don't know what their shita is. But the shmita, I have no idea. They I would imagine that they are not somech on Heter Mechira, even though Rav Avadya Yosef held that you could be somech on it. The Evin, not the Chatchila, you have Bnei Torah Natu, regular people, whatever that means, could. And so I don't know what they hold in the Heksha. I have no idea.
And this
Chanavishna
Yosef, the stuff that this
Mishra
doing now,
yeah.
So after they have everything that's chutzar is from
real chutzar according to Chazon
Ish. And yesterday they had the mechira bananas, and the bananas were otzar based in, and they said on them otzar based in lo bashkachat abadas. So even that the badas won't touch.
But that does not hold the votes of Beis Din either.
Right.
So they don't hold it except for Esrogim.
So they published it. It's also Beis Din, and it says Beferush, not Lo Beferush.
That they only take from Mamish Chutz Laretz, or they follow the Pesachim B'Chazon Ish. Not familiar so much with it, but that's what they said in their protocol.